I'm Billy Henry of Stardate. Stardate magazine celebrates its 50th anniversary this year, and we'd like to thank our many subscribers for keeping it going. And if you haven't subscribed yet, please check us out at stardate.org. Stardate, March 20th. The crescent moon and the planet Venus team up in the evening twilight tonight. Venus is the brilliant evening star. It's below the moon, and it sets by the time the sky gets fully dark. Venus is enveloped by an unbroken layer of clouds, one of the reasons the planet looks so bright. The clouds are a few dozen miles above the surface, and they're speedy. They race around the planet at up to 335 miles per hour, twice as fast as the winds in a Category 5 hurricane. They make a full turn around Venus every 4 days. That's more than 50 times faster than the planet is turning on its axis. That high-speed motion is called superrotation. No one knows for sure what causes it. A study a few years ago said it might be powered by the sun. The clouds are hottest at the equator, where the sunlight is strongest. The hotter atmosphere flows outward, toward the poles and toward the night side, reaching super-fast speeds. Superrotation doesn't extend all the way to the surface, though. Below the clouds, the wind speed drops dramatically. At the surface, there's almost no wind at all. But the atmosphere is quite dense, more than 90 times the density of Earth's atmosphere. Any wind at all exerts a lot of pressure, so it can erode the surface. That can wear away mountains and gouge channels that look like they were carved by flowing water, all below the speedy clouds of the planet Venus. Stardate and Stardate Magazine are productions of the University of Texas MacDonald Observatory. I'm Billy Henry.